The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I fought and fought DJ Automatic on doing this whole show on Father's Day, and he's like, it's boring, it's stupid. It is so great.
Just admit it. Nobody cares about Father's Day.
No, yes, a lot of you dads are divas. That's what we're going to admit. Okay.
What do you mean divas?
Whenever I give you something, you complain.
Exactly. You're complaining right now.
About Father's Day.
The first thing he said is, let's talk about how nobody cares about Father's Day. Says every dad every year, all the time.
Complain.
Well, we're not even close to like Mother's Day. It's not even
because
like,
you don't carry the child and push the
We put
child.
The child there. Mm. He wouldn't even have the child if it wasn't
five
for us.
5 seconds of nothing.
I think you know, they deserve seconds, all the glory for Mother's Day for going through the menstrual cycles that they do.
Yes.
Now, just because you dads act like you guys are on menstrual cycles, don't mean you deserve the same thing.
Exactly. I think that this list is incredible. And unbeknownst to you, DJ Automatic, we do care about the men in our lives. And so do the kids. They love their dads.
Hell yeah, dude. I mean, it's just a great opportunity to spend time with those two.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Best Father's Day gifts for your pops, dad approved. We're going to give them to you right now. Turn this episode up. I love watching HGTV and they put them little tiny houses and stuff on. But I want to ask you a question. Everybody listening to, could you live in a tiny house or RV or tiny trailer? Mm. Purposely, like on purpose. Good morning. It's Thursday. We call it Friday's Eve here on the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I met a woman on an airplane, you know, a couple of the Elvis thing in Memphis and whatnot. She's so cool. She was so nice. We started talking. And this woman is, she got money. Like her and her husband got money. They sold their home on the beach in Florida and are now living in an upscale RV. They had, you know, all the granite put in and all the niceties. And it's fancy. It's fancy.
Yeah.
But could you live like that?
Dude,
I said, where the clothes go?
If you describe my RV as fancities or whatever you just said right
yes,
there.
Yes,
dude, of course I could live in that. What are you talking about?
No way. I would never want to live in an RV. There's no way.
Why
I
not
would,
automatic?
Because there's not enough space. I need space to move around.
Their beach house in Florida, bro. I think their RV
made
has
like
some space,
like $1 million.
It would be like being in the studio all the time. There you go. There you go.
Oh, my God. Hold on. But they've got a bedroom. You can close the door. They have two bedrooms. One's larger.
I think we're just thinking about this at opposite ends, DJ Automatic. I think you're thinking of this as a very small, compact situation.
It is.
But this is like a big RV type stuff that I remember my Aunt Delia from Southern Colorado used to drive one of those things. It would come down and take up the whole street.
Did you love
it? Dude, it run on there like it was like a tour bus. It was sick, dude.
See, like, so and just for a few years.
The lifestyle's not for me.
She said they spend a lot of time outdoors now with the dogs. Like, they go out there, they'll put their they have an awning. They got the fans going. They watch TV outside.
I'll be back at the beach house.
Could you live in a tiny house? Do you think you're capable of doing that? The biggest message was, she said, we're saving so much money. It's crazy.
Oh, I'm sure. Because they don't have any overhead.
They don't have none, except the gas and I guess cleaning out the potty. But that's for another show. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Dump the Pump Day, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's talk about this.
This is encouraging everybody to forego their car or carpool or use some public transportation to save some gas money, everybody.
I want you to do this every day. I just posted on my Instagram. I want you to go there right now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Oil and gas companies made record profits last quarter. In fact, the CEO of BP said, we're making so much cash, we don't even know what to do with it.
Oh,
well, we're being screwed.
Yes, please, carpool, bike, walk something, because we got to stick it to these fools, man.
And bring your own cup, because today is World Refill Day, all right?
Hey. Yeah, less waste. I love it.
Yep, and we'll wrap it up on National Fudge Day.
Ooh. God, I love fudge. I don't make it anymore.
All these pertinent things and then fudge, and that's what I got excited about.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All the fathers out there, it's your day this Sunday. Thank you for being good fathers. You know what I'm saying? We got to show them love. Being a good father is hard because I know the kids get on your nerves. Their mom might get on your nerves. And this is the weekend that you finally get the thanks you deserve.
And nobody gets hyped over Father's Day weekend.
It's not Mother's Day, right?
Like, it was funny. We were talking about this topic before we were there. And Dana's like, hey, remember, now people, you know, they're not able to spend as much money as they usually do. But come Mother's Day, yo, get the K jewelers, get the flowers, get the expensive chocolate.
And then we take care of our kids and the husband we marry. That's becomes
that's
one of our
true,
kids.
That's very true, but all life starts inside of us.
What's
so
that?
Don't
what's
forget that?
Easy point. Fact. It's an easy job.
What's that Chris Rock bit where he talks about people care about women, they care about children, and they care about dogs. Women, people do not care about men. I'm sorry. It's just the way it is.
What does the dad in your life really want for Father's Day? Automatic, you compiled a list. Let's give it to him.
Well, of course, you know, guys are going to want shoes and shirts and shorts and all that, like, normal stuff.
Yeah. Shoes can get expensive, though. We got, you know.
Yeah, dude, for sure, dog. Spending, yeah.
And, I mean, the thing is to find out, what is your guy actually into? Like, if he's into shoes and you can afford to get, a cool pair of shoes right now, get him a pair of shoes.
Let me ask you that, DJ Automatic. You have a young daughter, right, and a wife. So, say they wanted to get you some shoes, but you're a sneakerhead. Do you want the latest shoes that you need to get?
I don't like when Dana buys shoes for me because 9 times out of 10, I didn't want that shoe.
Oh, God. Okay. All right.
And it's something that she wanted. Never mind. That she thinks I should be wearing.
Spoiled bread here. Okay. Yeah. What else?
The next thing, you can get him an Xbox. You can get him a PlayStation. You can get him a Nintendo Switch.
If you can find any of those. Good luck. What happened to the not so spendy?
Well, then you can just find something fun that they like to do. Like for me, I've been wanting to go to the batting cage lately. If my wife and my daughter went with me to the batting cage, that would be a great Father's Day gift.
We'll do that Sunday night, and then we'll go to dinner. Is that good?
Sure.
Okay. All right. What else? Something they like to do.
Here's something else. Let me think. Shaving kit. That always works.
Oh, that is a good one.
It sucks when you get a shaving kit.
That's
I'm not
a typical
lie.
Father's Day gift. That's like a...
But at the same time, it's something I use.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll use every day.
Here's another expensive one. An outdoor pizza oven.
Automatic.
This is like the latest craze, and I kind of want one. I'm not going to lie. I would like to have one outside.
How much is it?
You can find one for like $400.
We put on layaway today.
Here's another less expensive gift. A pocket knife.
Oh,
that's a good gift. Yeah,
it's something that you'll have for the rest of your life.
And then one of the ones, what is it? The Swiss Army ones that have like different, they got a knife and a screwdriver.
Get it engraved.
Letterman.
Letterman's are like a real one's like $110, $120.
My dad's a beast with his, bro. And those things that you listed are great, Automatic. But one thing you know, if you ain't got money, if you ain't got funds, if things are tight for you this year, just spend time with your old man. Spend some quality time with them, you know?
That's what I asked Andrea.
How about this? Leave him alone. That's what he really wants.
Jesus, no. Do you really want to be left alone?
Sometimes you just want peace and quiet.
All right. Yeah, I do.
You're not getting that if you have kids. Anthony, you said when I asked you, you're like, my dad just wants to spend time with me this Sunday.
Yeah, well, I mean, he just wants to spend time, not necessarily with me, so I bought him some friendly services.
Like, what kind of friendly service?
We can't talk about that here.
Oh, my God.
Hey, listen, my dad been divorced for like over 2 decades. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. I mean, a team
He's
player.
He's getting an IG model visit this Sunday.
I got an OnlyFans subscription.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
A woman from Portland, Oregon, who wrote an essay on how to murder your husband, was just convicted of murdering her husband.
What the fuck?
Obviously, the essay wasn't good advice. All right. So this woman, Nancy Crampton Brophy, 71 years old, was found guilty of second-degree murder. The jury deliberated over 2 days. Her husband, Chef Daniel Brophy, was preparing to go to work at the Culinary Institute in Southwest Portland, and he was killed by his wife. Now, I don't have the details.
Oh, you can't give us the details on how he was killed?
She murdered him!
But how?
I think she put something in his food.
If they're able to use, like, rap lyrics in court, are they able to use, like, the book you wrote in court?
This essay, yes, they did use that. Now, prosecutors told jurors that Crampton Brophy was motivated by money problems and a huge life insurance policy.
I can't wait for her next book, How to Spend Your Life in Prison.
There's a very good chance she was a cat lady. I'm just going to say that, okay? And now they're finding out that cats can identify their feline friends by name. Yes, your cat is a lot smarter than you think.
Hey, where's Fluffy?
So researchers found that cats learn the names of their feline friends. They even recognize a cat friend from a picture.
What in the world are you talking about?
Cats actually recognize other cats by name and by face.
And the whole time, I thought I was the only one who could remember kitties off memory. But nope. Shout out to these cats, dude. Man.
Different kind of cat there, Anthony.
Hey, cats are remembering and feeling things. So are the robots, all right? Let's go to the Google headquarters where it's going down, y'all. Engineer Blake Lemoine was recently let go after he approached his higher-ups at Google to let them know that the robot that they have created is, yes, showing the feelings equivalent to a human child.
Feelings?
Yes.
Like feelings?
Feelings is
starting to feel things. It's starting to absorb different things too like that. And Blake blew the whistle and they said, get out of here, Blake. We don't want you no
That's
more.
Scary.
He got fired for saying that?
Yes, dude.
I have watched movies since I was little, from Terminator 2.
Hasta la vista, baby.
To that Will Smith movie.
Will Smith, I Am Robot.
What am I?
Where robots start to become like human and take over the world. I believe that AI is a real, not just, we know AI is a real thing, right? When it comes to the social network, they can't even control the AI. Now imagine something that can move like us and has access to the nuclear codes or something like that.
And now they're growing skin so they'll look like us. Elon Musk and Bill Gates said the scariest thing that is going on in the world right now is AI.
That's why they're traveling to Mars. I swear. They're trying to get off the Earth.
We're doomed.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When I say hot and ready, what do you think of?
Pizza.
Yeah, right? Okay. Food news inside hottest hashtags. On your Friday's Eve, it's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. the Spicy Nugget.
I love the first hashtag we're beginning with. Scientists at Northwestern University have developed the world's tiniest remote control robot. It's shaped like a crab and is just half a millimeter wide, smaller than a flea. What? Researchers believe microbots like this are going to be able to destroy tumors inside the body without chemo.
There you go.
I love this news.
Nice, are you going to let a bunch of microbots run up
just
inside
little
you?
Little mini bots going
little lasers
in there.
Just blasting stuff?
Yeah,
as long as
exactly
they don't use those little
do.
Microbots to trace my phone data, I'm cool with them.
You're like, please.
Yeah.
But this is changing the way we think about medicine. From clogged arteries, clearing the clogged arteries, like you just said, automatically, like little lasers, to getting rid of those cancerous tumors. Shout out to science. Get your kids in the STEM program, please. And then finally, in food news, Little Caesars is famous for their hot and ready $5.55 pizza. Automatic, as soon as I said hot and ready, you said pizza. But obviously, they sell a lot of pies because they're the official sponsor of the NFL.
Ooh, pizza, pizza.
Nice. That's a good look for
so
them.
So Papa John's out?
Papa John's out, man.
But Papa John's been out of there for a while because this pizza.
Papa John's a liability.
Yeah, dude. But also, shout out to Little Caesars, though. They've been crushing it since their Batman promotion, too. So they've been kind of getting themselves out there.
They're kind of taking that McDonald's approach, right? Really going with the culture and what's moving. But the reality is that Little Caesars hot and ready, it hits, man.
You know what I love about Little Caesars? They don't do pineapples on pizza.
So that's what's
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Amber Heard is speaking openly about still loving Johnny Depp and some bad news for her in the movie industry right now. I'm going to play you the audio, and we got other stories as well. It's the best gossip of the Daily Dirt, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
On this day in 1971, the world was blessed with the late great rapper Tupac Shakur. May he rest in power. We also have Justin Jefferson celebrating a birthday and controversial rapper Tay-K celebrating a birthday as well.
All right, so let's talk about Kim Kardashian wearing the famous Marilyn Monroe dress that was sewed to her body, specifically made for her. That's when she's saying happy birthday to JFK, that very, you know, iconic moment. Well, Marilyn Monroe collection on Instagram is claiming that Kim Kardashian damaged the dress. There are photographs and video showing torn seams and missing crystals. Remember, this dress is over 60 years old.
Damn.
Kim, you got money. Fix the dress. That's your rep.
It's just further proof that the world likes Kim K naked.
Even the dress is like, I just feel like.
Slip me off.
I understand why people are upset. You know, if you're going to wear it, fix it. All right, so in other news, Drake and his OVO team won the SBL League for the second year in a row.
Baby.
But Drake started this league, didn't he?
So when I first saw the video, I was like, oh, he won the City League Championship. It's not even the City League Championship.
It's his own tournament that he's already won back to back, dude.
In his own house.
What?
How do you do that?
Here he is. He's very excited. Listen.
I did what Kobe did in game 7 against the Celtics.
This is
Yes, sir.
Two. That would be like us starting the best radio show award and giving it to ourselves.
I've never wanted to punch a man in the face more than
Anthony,
ever when I heard him. Kobe
here.
Bryant
and Drake have nothing in common when it comes to basketball. Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. I agree. Bam. All right. And then finally, insiders at Warner Brothers say that Amber Heard's character from Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom has been cut. Now, the head of DC claims that she lacked chemistry with Jason Momoa. Although Jason Momoa publicly has said, I think they should keep her in a movie.
They can't have two of those shows together. Come on.
I guess. And she's speaking very openly about still loving Johnny Depp very much.
I love him. I loved him with all my heart. And I tried the best I could to make
a deeply broken relationship work. And I couldn't. I have no bad feelings or ill will towards him at all. I know that might be hard to understand, or it might be really easy to understand. If you've just ever loved anyone, it should be easy.
Some people might be confused, not understanding how you could be in this volatile relationship and still care. It's possible, but don't stay in it. Someone could get hurt, like, for real.
Those kind of relationships, they are the best sex, but they are the...
They are not the best sex. We have a good relationship, and we have the best sex I've ever had, and you don't hurt me. Anyway, on that note, we'll be right back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Father's Day is this Sunday, so that means we're going to break down the things your dad doesn't want, and we're going to tell you about the most memorable Father's Day gifts we've ever given our fathers. Us, welcome to Two Dudes.
One Studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, hosted by myself, Anthony A., and my compadre, sir, DJ Automatic, who is a father himself. Congratulations, my good friend, and happy Father's Day to you and all the dads out there.
Thank you very much, yes.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like that's something that doesn't happen enough, all right? Bros to bros don't champion each other for being great fathers, dog.
No, I think it's a good thing. I love what I see in the NBA right now. Everybody's been taking their kids to the games and, like, saying it's okay to be a good dad.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude. And you know what? More of our rap songs now are even about being good dads. Think about all the great rap dads we have. 2 Chainz is a great rap dad.
Yeah.
Who else we got? I mean, Jay-Z? He's a great rap dad.
He might be the greatest rap dad of all time.
Say what you want about Kanye, but I believe he's a great rap dad.
Oh, who's a better rap dad? Jay-Z or Kanye?
Oh, Jay-Z, dude. He got
Kanye wrote a song. Dude. Well, I guess Jay-Z wrote a song, too, about
Jay-Z
Bull
Ivy. Jay-Z originally had a crayon named after his daughter. So, I mean, come on, dog. All right, Automatic. But earlier inside the show, we were breaking down a list of things to get your dad, right?
Yes.
All right,
things
Automatic.
That they actually want.
Go ahead and give us a top 3 from that list right there, dog.
Obviously, the shoes, shirt, and shorts kind of stuff.
Okay, all right. You can for your pro clothing, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sports memorabilia.
Ooh.
Pocket knife is a good one.
Ooh.
And then if you want to really spring for something, get them like a Nintendo Switch or an Xbox or a PlayStation.
All right, and that's if you're if you have the ability to splurge on your dad.
I mean, you might want to just get him a tank of gas.
All right, that's expensive, dog. Chill, bro, chill. One thing you can do though too is also help around the house, maybe a little bit, pitch in on the chores, on
go
the labor.
Pull the weeds without him having to tell you.
Help him set the barbecue grill for the dinner he's gonna have to make himself that night.
Exactly.
Automatic though, we have an interesting relationship with each of our fathers too. Can you recall the most memorable thing you've done for Father's Day with your dad?
Yeah, I remember when I first moved to Houston, that was my first like real big radio job.
Yeah.
And he came to see me on Father's Day because I was about to have a baby. And he took me golfing. And,
I will say
it was the worst experience ever.
Oh, no.
Because it was Houston in June.
And girl.
I sweat more that day than, it was awful.
Everyone
just yelling at each other.
We're going to end it right there. Whatever you do, do not get your father humidity. All right? Don't do that.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Why are we so fascinated with that crime stories? We should have a new segment about crime stories. The amount of messages I got about the woman who wrote
an
essay.
We are going to have one. Dana.
Okay,
Dana's
let's
backhandedly
do it.
Trying to
introduce a new bit. We're going to start.
We're
going
to start it. Well, only the podcast people know. Yeah. We're going to do crazy crime stories. Think about it. This woman wrote an essay about murdering her husband, and then she murdered her husband.
Otto had a fire title for it called Crimes of Passion.
Yeah.
I like that. You like that better?
We haven't solidified the title of the bit yet, but we are going to give you some crazy stories.
Yeah. Crazy crimes of passion.
I love to take our dab at true crime. It's such like a hot topic now that a lot of people are talking about.
And we can put our own twist on it.
Dana never misses Dateline.
Never.
Mm-hmm. So like this is going to be our version of Dateline on the show.
Ooh, Dateline meets
Do you
the
guys have
Dana
a favorite
Goodman
murderer?
Show.
Dana does because she watches all these weird
Richard
stuff.
Richard Ramirez, man.
That guy is the scariest one by far.
What is it?
John Wayne Gacy? That's the clown guy, right?
Yeah.
That guy freaks me out.
Ted Bundy?
But that guy, he was so normal, but yet so vicious.
I think
my old one's a throwback. H.H. Holmes. He was the one who ran the old hotel in Chicago where they would just like kidnap people.
Oh, my God.
Remember the story they told us in Portland about how they would kidnap the Native Americans at the bar?
They had the trap doors.
They had the trap doors
underneath at the bar, and then they'd send them off to Asia.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, we got a good bit coming for y'all. Crazy crimes of passion coming soon. Now it's just a regular old podcast. Turn it up.